The living word will do in you, through you, and for you everything it did when Jesus walked the earth in flesh. Can we grasp that truth? This word will do in you, through you, and for you everything it did when Jesus walked the earth in flesh. The word has not changed, and it will never change. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ the same today, yesterday, today, and forever. If he healed yesterday, he's healing today. And when your tomorrow comes, he's still healing, because he won't change. Hallelujah. So I encourage you, walk in the light as he's in the light. You can see the light. Don't let somebody fool you into darkness. Hallelujah. I said, don't let someone fool you to walk away from the light. Look what Psalm 119 and verse 130 says, the entrance of thy words giveth light. I love it. It giveth what? Understanding to the simple. I don't care how simple you are. If you get that word in you, that word will make you smart. That word will make you wise. You get that word in you and begin to live by it, you'll talk like wise people. When they saw what Peter and John did, when that lame man was at the beautiful gate, and they told him to rise up and walk in Jesus' name. And when they saw what he did, they questioned them. And Peter said, I'm telling you, there's no other power, there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. And they looked upon them and marveled. No, said they were saying, they ain't been to our school, but they look like they've been with Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you, you may not have had an opportunity to go to Yale or Harvard. You may not have had that opportunity to go to any of those schools like that. But if you go to the school of the Word of God with the Holy Ghost, your teacher, men will think you're really wise, and you really are. Things will come out of your mouth will shock you. Yes, it will. Yeah. And you'll be saying like little Urkel. You remember Urkel, little Urkel? Did I say that? Yes, the Holy Ghost said it. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. So I'm telling you, the entrance of God's word giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. Psalm 19:7 said, the law of the Lord is perfect. I'm so glad. Converting the heart, it sure converted me. Converting the soul, the testimony of the Lord is sure. What John wrote, what Peter wrote, what Matthew wrote, what Luke wrote, what Mark wrote, and all the rest of this testimony about Jesus is sure. Hallelujah. And there have been evidence. If it wasn't true, when we speak it, it has been proven to me in my own personal life. I said what this word said. I did what the word says do. And what I said and what I did, it happened. If it wasn't true, it would never have happened. Some people say it's an illusion. Oh, it's just you just got lucky. No, no, no. I don't fool around with that stuff. This word is the absolute truth. And God is saying, I'm bringing light. When you follow my word, you'll know. You'll be like Abraham. You will be fully persuaded, fully convinced. Even though in the natural, your body is dead, your wife is dead, everything around you is dead. But God brought to Abraham his son Isaac. In the midst of all that dead stuff, life prevailed over death. And I come to tell you that life is on the inside of you, and you need to tell yourself every day you get up, God is on the inside of me. God is in me. God is in me. God is in me. Hallelujah. And you know what? Sickness will leave you. I said that troubling mind will leave you. and you let God arise. Let him arise. And the enemy will flee from you. I'm finished. Let me change that. I'm quitting. I'm just stopping. That's all. Thank you, Jesus. Walk in the light. God is light. I said, walk in the light. Let your heart be fully persuaded by the word of God. How you do that? Put it in your heart. How you do it? Put it in your heart. How you put it in the heart? Let me ask you how you get food in yourself. Do you get it by just sitting there looking at it? Oh. You get it in your mouth and chew it up. Well, you read the word and believe it and meditate up on it and then confess it. Then go put it into practice. That's how you get it in. Believe it. Receive it. So that's true. Meditate up on it. Feed up on it. Tell yourself that's true. And stay with it until you get your heart convinced. Get your heart convinced, full of the word, then convince your mind. Get your mind convinced, tell the flesh, shut up. Because we've been to have ourselves a party here. We're about to have ourselves a party. Glory to God. I said glory to God. And then you can go. The scripture I didn't get to. But then you can go tell somebody. Because the world have blinded their mind. That's the reason why they're still in sin. They don't know any better. And we got to be fully convinced when we go and tell them that we're going to convince them. And we got the evidence on the inside of us. Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. I just want to say a few words to encourage you. Walk in the light. God is light. In him is no darkness, no failure, no weakness, no sickness, no nothing. That light's on the inside of you. Feed on it every day. Make up your mind, this is the way I'm going to walk. This is the way I'm going to live. This is how I talk. If you've been talking against the Bible, stop it. And start talking what's in here. So this is my lingo book. And watch all that negative stuff leave your life. Didn't say you wouldn't be persecuted. Didn't say trouble wouldn't come. I didn't say none of that. I'm just telling you, you'll handle all of it. Every test trial, you'll come out victorious. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen.